Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
If you're sitting there in traffic this morning, have a listen to some of these hacks. These are helpful. Okay, we've spoken about chilling wine with frozen grapes before, right? Yep. Throw grapes in the freezer, throw them in, right? This is another one. If you use wine for sauces, like I would a bit for my bolognese, put it in an ice cube tray. White and red, one side each. So you have wine cubes to make your pasta sauces. You just drop them in.
Interesting.
Great, because you don't have to open a bottle of wine. You don't have to worry about finishing the bottle of wine. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, we don't like to do that. This is brilliant. Tried it the other day. Works amazingly. Post-it notes. Run the sticky part along your keyboard between the cracks. Helps remove all the bits of food and grime and everything. Picks them up really, yeah. really well.
The other thing to do with your keyboards is turn them upside down.
And give them a good shake.
Yeah, not a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and the mouse
as well.
Wipe
the top of them. Seriously, just tap it.
This is another brilliant one. Get a rubber band and put it around your paint tin, right? So basically, it's across the top of the paint tin. Every time you brush the brush over, you get rid of the excess paint.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fantastic idea. Also, if you're looking to fix flip-flops, I have a pair at home. I'm going to give this a go. You know the thing from the top of the bread? That holds the bread together, a sliced pan.
Yeah.
The plastic thing. Put that underneath, over the bottom of the flip-flop on the sole.
Right.
Keeps it in place. Perfectly goes around it, because it's used to going around the top of the bread. And keeps the flip-flops from basically coming out of the flopping, so you don't flop your flips. Flip your flops.
Created by the Frenchman Philippe Flop.
Philippe Flop. Yeah. Dental floss to slice through dough, right? We'd mentioned this, but if you have your cinema rolls or your cookies or whatever else, get a bit of dental floss, cut through them perfectly.
Yes, it does.
This I have tried recently because I've seen so many hacks about it, and it does work. If you're looking to do winged eyeliner, right, on your top lid, Rob,
yeah, Halloween this is for now. Me. Is this okay? Yeah, go on.
Get a spoon. Put the teaspoon up at the side of your lid and follow the line, and you get the exact same curve on both sides, because these are problems that we have. You might not have equal wings
right.
on each side.
Tonight, by the way, for dinner, we have planned this. The kids love spaghetti and meatballs, and I've got a top tip, a hack in relation to your spaghetti and getting that cooked and in the pan. There's a way Gordon Ramsay does it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the long spaghetti, he would have the water boiling and then slowly push it down
yeah.
so the middle kind of gets soft. And then it's all in. The other way of doing it, and this works, it doesn't smash into smithereens or anything. If you just grab it in the middle and twist it, it will literally break in half for you and not be all over the shop, and it'll be in the same.
When it goes into the water, you twist
yeah,
it?
When it's not cooked.
And it'll just break without going all over the shop.
Right down the middle.
Interesting.
And you've got the same length
I'll
of
give that a go.
Of pasta there.
You know those little hair clips that you might have all around your bag and everywhere else? Put them in a tic-tac container in your bag, and that way they slip out of the little tic-tac thing and into your hand.
Do they?
Yeah,
it's hard enough getting tic-tacs out of that thing. I can't imagine it would be
bobby pins are smaller,
right.
If you have an oil, a vegetable oil or something like that, that has one of those foil tops that you peel back, instead of peeling it back, pierce it with a fork, and that way the oil comes out without pouring all over the place.
Oh, you just brought me onto a debate that's raging on social media. I saw
yeah.
it yesterday in relation to the butter. Do you take the foil off the lid or leave it there? You know, like a tub of butter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
you've got a lid on, and then you've got a foil lid under that. Do you keep that foil lid?
No, so I take it out of the foil wrapper and put it into the butter dish.
No. I'm talking about a plastic carton butter.
No, why would... I don't have plastic cartons of butter.
You've never bought Dairy Gold, for example?
No, because I use the actual...
You use real butter?
Yeah.
Right, but there's a debate raging now on social media about the butter I'm referring to.
Okay.
Because under that lid...
Right.
You've got a foil bit that's
yeah.
covering the butter. And the debate is as to whether to leave that foil there or take it off. Apparently, if you leave it there, a study has claimed that you are a psychopath.
Oh, God.
This is a genuine study.
No. No.
Anyone that leaves the foil thing on top of the
put it in a butter dish and have it there nice and soft for every time you need to use it. I'm going to give you one more to finish because this works. I also did it.
Can we not just keep doing home hacks?
Tape.
You've got loads. Go on.
If you're looking for tape, and you know the way you have to tear the end, mark the end so it doesn't go back. Sellotape.
Mm-hmm.
Paperclip. You basically just get it, put it where the last bit is, and it marks the spot so you know exactly where you're going. Instead of doing that thing where you have to twist and turn it and everything else.
Yeah.
Because that is one of the biggest head melts of all time, trying to find the end of the sellotape.
Yeah, you'd think it'll have that sorted in the year 2021, yeah. Wouldn't you?
What's the story?
Instead of course, coming up with hacks for it.
I'm going to give you one more. I showed this to Rob, but it's absolutely genius. Now, you need to have a dustbin tray, right? Like for a dustbin and brush. So the dustbin
yeah.
needs to have a hollow handle. If it does, you put it under the tap, right? Let the other saw handle come out over the edge and fill a bucket with it through the spout of the handle of the dustpan. So it's filling the bucket on the floor, if you want to clean the bathroom floors or anywhere else, without having to lift it up and try and get it into the sink and all that.
Yeah, because it's hard to get the buckets in under the tap, to get the water in and it's spilling yeah. everywhere. Yeah.
So now it has to be a hollow thing, so hold it under the tap, put the thing spout out over the edge and down the pour goes into the bucket.
More home hacks available via the website on eastcoast.fm. We've done loads of episodes and this one will be added a little later on today and you get to listen to it again tomorrow between 6 and 7. Loads of missed.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.